This Sunday, African American history scholar and executive director of FIRE Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative, Michelle Johnson, will present a lecture on oral tradition in African American culture. It'll focus on acclaimed playwright and anthropologist Zora Neale Hurston, one of the major figures in the Harlem Renaissance. Johnson knows the subject from experience. She actually followed Hurston's work into rural Florida. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
In college, Michelle Johnson studied African American history in the way most students do, from documents and books about major events and public figures. But then Johnson came across Zora Neale Hurston, and her whole worldview changed.
And, you know, there were just so many things and continue to be so many things about Hurston that make sense.
Hurston was a historian and a writer, but she didn't just focus on the history you find in books. Like in her play Polk County, which documented the previously little-known traditions of African-American culture in rural Florida in the early 1900s. Hurston traveled to the region to record it all. Unique dialects, songs, greetings. It was a new way to document African-American history. Johnson says Hurston was a pioneer.
Her insistence on the folk, on understanding culture, American culture, Black culture, through the people who were down in the roots. And that was really important to me as well. And to really to validate these cultures, these elements of our culture that at that time in the 1920s, people were still trying to say, you know, to prove themselves that we were as elevated as what the standards were in European American arts. And Hurston's like, yeah, we can do that. But we also have this other piece of ourself that is just as rich, just as important, and filled with some of the same kinds of standards of art and expression.
You may leave and go to Halifax, but my slow drag will bring you back.
Here's an example of one of those traditions. Hurston singing the folk song Halamufak, which she learned in Florida.
I've been in the country, but I moved to town. I'm a tolo shaker from my head on down. Oh, well, you may go.
Those songs and traditions moved Johnson so much that she decided to follow in Hurston's footsteps. She traveled to rural Florida, where she recorded the stories of the same communities Hurston had visited decades earlier. Johnson also brought Hurston's history to them through a performance of Polk County.
But man, to be able to put on the first production of Polk County, the play that Hurston wrote, co-wrote with Langston Hughes, to have that produced the first time ever in Laufman in the area that she was writing about really shifted things for me. And seeing how Hurston's work was making an impact and could make an impact on the people from that community.
Wake up, bullies, get on the run.
Johnson says maintaining those oral traditions is vital, particularly in African American culture. And she says you can still see them and the influence of Hurston in something like a march or protest where authentic, unfiltered voices of the community can still be heard.
A voice that is not mediated or is as little mediated by other folks, right? So to have individuals tell their own story in their own way, to have people be able to have a clear sense of who they are, and to have the abilities to do that.
You can learn more from Johnson at her presentation this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Portage District Library.
Wake up, bullies, pull for the shore, big crab game on the other side, I know you want to.
For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Hey, you're riding new skinners. You better learn how to skin. Kevin got a new job and they need 100 men.
This is Arts and More on WMUK.